live here on Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius coming your way each and every Tuesday night live here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Great to have you aboard this evening. A great show on tap tonight. A great guest. He is an alum of the show, actually. We had him on a couple of months ago, and it's great to have him back again tonight as we welcome in now Savion's Don LaPlume. Don, how you doing, sir? Great to have you on again tonight.
Thank you so much, Brad. I'm doing fantastic. And yourself, sir?
Very good, thanks. Great to chat with you, as always. An exciting time for the company right now. I feel like we say that a lot in Savion, but it's true, you know, and the excitement continues to grow. So great to have you on at this big moment, and big moment coming up here in just over a month or so from the big celebration event in Las Vegas. So plenty to talk about tonight with you, Don.
Indeed, indeed.
So the first thing I want to kind of dive right into, Don, yeah, absolutely, is, you know, just overall right now, your thoughts on where the company is at here as we are officially into September now. You know, the summer is really over at this point. People are obviously back to their jobs, back to work, really getting more into Savion now than they have ever before for some new folks who've come along here recently. Where are you right now on where you're at with this company as far as your excitement level, where the company is headed here soon? And then also, what has the feedback been like from people in your organization, your friends, as to the state of the company in their eyes?
Well, I'll tell you, it is I'll tell you from my personal perspective first, and I'll tell you about some of the feedback I've gotten, but it is absolutely phenomenal. We have so much excitement on our team, and certainly individually, Don Smith, my business partner, myself, everybody knows this is the New England Don. We are extremely excited. I mean, we just had the Summer of Savion. We made some great improvements to the company, made some phenomenal moves, and now it helps solidify the direction of the company. I'm talking about not just the circuit cards that have allowed us to pay out in a very simple way, both cash back and compensation, but also the ability to pre-launch the international cards, the ability to soon really globe. I mean, we're already global, but to really be able to span the globe, and there's been so much excitement internationally as well already about us. But right down to some of the really neat product line stuff, the MAP program, I think is absolutely phenomenal. I've been training. I run a weekly training on MAP that is it's a successive training, so it's like modules. So 1 week, you know, first week, second week, third week, and going all the way through. And if anybody ever wants to see that, they can go to our Facebook page. It's the New England Dons, and just look for the releases of that. But MAP is just a phenomenal product that I think is really going to launch this company in a whole new realm. So I'm extremely excited. If you put it on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't want to sound like a cliche, but we broke the scale. That's where my head is. That's where my heart is. And I'm excited for the future. When I talk to my team, so many people on the team, that's what they're feeling. Like, okay, great, we've turned the corner. We've got all these things happening now. Where do I start? That's what I can't tell you how many people are asking me, where do I start? How do I get going again? How do I get that momentum? And so that's what it's all about right now, just building that momentum, getting that big moment, making it happen.
I'm really glad you brought up the MAP. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What has it meant in your eyes for merchants and businesses to be able to come in to the company and to get listed, to, you know, get the exposure for their business? It's really interesting to see it, you know, just from afar. But then when you're actually up close and in the company, obviously it's that much better. What's been your take on the MAP and how it's really helped to benefit different businesses?
You know, it gives businesses exposure. I don't think that's the biggest point of MAP, but it's a huge point. And the other thing that it does when we talk about exposure is it encourages our current members to utilize MAP Merchants. And by the way, if there's any retail shopping members out there on this call, and I'm sure there's a lot of them you listen to this radio show, I encourage you, search for MAP Merchants. Go in, say hello to them. And, you know, I know somebody else already signed them up. That's okay. But let's go visit them. You know, let's help them out and let them understand that, hey, this is a community that's tight. This is a community that wants to see them succeed. I personally view MAP not so much as an advertising platform for businesses, although that's a big part of it. I view it as a customer retention tool and a viral-driven driving machine for businesses. And here's what I mean by that, and this is what I teach people. But business owners themselves, they're looking for two things right now. They're looking on how to keep their current customers and how to get new customers in the door. And MAP does that. And it brings in the new customers through its advertising. I think there's going to be a lot of other things that are going to roll out with MAP in the near future, which will make it even more powerful from that side. But from a virility side, you know, how many businesses have heard the term viral? You know, this video went viral, or this blog went viral, or something went viral. They want to go viral. How do they go viral in their local communities? They do it by standing out. And how do they stand out with MAP? By bringing MAP on. I think this is the biggest benefit of MAP. They get to offer all of their entire customer base 20% cash back. Think about that. And it doesn't come out of their pocket. That's the huge piece in MAP that I see. And I'll tell you what, you know, if I went into a business, I already know about Savion, and obviously I'm pretty involved, but if I didn't know about Savion and I walked into a business and they had a poster there that said, hey, ask us how you can get 20% cash back on everything you buy here, I'd ask. I don't know about you, Brad, but I'd ask. Would you?
Always ask. It always helps if you're unsure. Ask plenty of questions. I can't state that enough, especially in Savion, because there's so many elements to everything, and especially with the new things that come on, the merchant advertising platform with MAP, the RSM, GTM, whatever the case may be, you always got to ask, and you always have to be plugged in. It only helps. It doesn't deter you. I really like what you said, though, a moment ago, too, Don, about how Savion, the company, is really just scratching the surface with MAP. They're going to add on to it. It's just in the early stages, you know. It's only going to get better.
Oh, big time. There's some stuff I believe that's going to happen with MAP. Things that can be rolled out, different ways that this is going to be used, that this could be used, that could so help merchants. And truly, I believe when MAP fully forms and fully evolves into what it's going to be, I believe it will truly level the playing field between big box stores and local merchants, local, everyday, family-owned, you know, the salt of the community type merchants. These people that their kids go to the local schools, the owners of these businesses, you know, they donate, they're part of the local chamber, they do all of these different things locally, and a lot of local people want to visit them, want to buy from them, but they can't always do it because of cost, so they end up at a big box store. But you know what? If they were able to get 20%, and now the cost is basically even. And I know they could use our RSM at a big box store, but how about really supporting your local community? And now you're only paying what you're paying before. You know, it's just a great way to look at how our MAP program can evolve into something that really benefit communities in the fabric of a community. And that's what I see with this. That's why it excites me so much. I love the MAP program.
It's phenomenal. I've heard great feedback myself. And it's just another one of those things where it gives Savion, the company, it gives people an opportunity, whether it be, you know, the mom and pop business with how they can become a MAP store, regardless of where people are in their community, let's say, for example. Wherever they might be at, they have an opportunity with Savion, and the MAP is just one example of that. So I think it's phenomenal. Obviously, it's growing. It will continue to grow, so good things to come. Definitely stay tuned. By the way, we're chatting with Savion's Don LaPlume tonight, part of the New England Dons team up there in the Northeast region part of the country. I do want to segue for a minute here, Don. You and I were talking off the air earlier today about really just in general, making sure people are proactive, you could say, with Savion and you know, trying to go after what they want to do, understanding their purpose, whatever it may be, whatever their role might be in the company, whether they're going to be a builder or if they're just going to be in it for this 20% cash back aspect. Being proactive, I think, is really important to obviously be on the calls, to get plugged in, and just to be as invested as possible with Savion. What is your opinion on people and being proactive and taking the necessary steps to achieve their goals, whatever they may be?
Well, I'll tell you my opinion. I think we all need to be on offense. I'm a football fan. I don't get to watch many games because I'm focused on building my business and I want to be with my family more. So I don't get to see a lot of games, but I love football. And so I like to use different types of analogies, but so many people today really live life on defense. And here's what I mean by that, Brad. They're just out there trying to survive. They're scratching an existence, and in some cases they're scared. You know, they're looking at, okay, I'm just trying to make the rent or the mortgage payment. I'm trying to put food on the table. I haven't gotten a raise at my job in 3 years. Who knows what's happening with the economy? We've got these elections. And people's minds, it affects us all, by the way. But people's minds are really on the defensive because they're concerned. And I'll tell you, this is the time, I believe, to get out of the defensive and get in on the offensive. Because especially right now, I mean, you mentioned earlier on the show, Brad, the timing. We're after Labor Day. This is the best time of the year to build a network marketing business, to build any type of business, because people are engaged. People are focused. People are looking to get things done before the winter. They're looking to get things done before the end of the year, whatever it is. So the most important thing you can do right now is to go on the offensive, to say, I'm going to take some steps to bring about my future, to take care of my family's future, not to exist, but to excel. And, you know, one of the biggest things I tell people is if you find that you've been in a funk, you've been in that defensive mode for a long time, and, you know, and here's what it does to you, because when you've been in there, it sort of builds on itself, and you feel bad about it, and you feel guilty, and you just don't move forward. So the easiest way to get out of that is write a simple list of, say, 6 things that you need to do tomorrow, and write it the night before. Write it before your head hits the pillow. Just put 6 things down that you're going to accomplish tomorrow, which will move you forward towards building your business, towards taking care of your family, and excelling in life, making a difference in other people's lives. Put those things down and get those things done tomorrow. Just 6 simple things. Right? They don't have to be huge time wasters. I mean, time investments, but just 6 simple things.
You have to have a vision. There's no question about that, whether it's a big vision, whether it's, you know, smaller goals, short-term things you want to make sure you get accomplished. I think a vision is just so key. You have to envision it happening, because if you can't see it happening, how can it actually happen? You know what I mean? If you kind of follow that thinking. So it's very important, and there's no doubt, I'm sure, Don, you have envisioned things happening and in your life, and then you've gone out and you've been able to do it, because you have to believe that it can happen before it actually does. So curious to get your take on trying to get that message out there to people. And in your meetings, in your conversations, what's the number one thing that needs to really be relayed to people to make sure that, you know what, people understand it, they get where you're coming from?
You know, I I'm not sure if this is the end question, Brad, but this is where my head goes when you ask me that, because the biggest thing I've been trying to convey to people that I talk to, and this is in Savion and just in even outside of Savion, anywhere I am, is that each and every single one of us was put on this earth for a purpose. You know, we don't always know that, and we don't even think about that. We don't understand the impact that we have on others, but each and every one of us has a major impact on not just the people around us, but the people who will come after us. I want to give you a great example. I don't know if you've ever heard of Brian Clausen. He's a midget car driver, and he passed away. He had an accident with a car this month. Last month, and he passed away. He died from the accident. Prior to that accident, he had enrolled to become an organ donor, and you know his family didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it. But it was a decision that he made in his life that he wanted to donate his organs if anything happened. Well, when he was in the hospital, still hanging on, the doctor said it to his family, and when he passed, his organs just saved the lives of 5 people across the country. And that was a huge impact because think about it. You know, if you just lost your son, if you just lost your husband, or your wife, you know, you're grieving. You don't see anything that's good, anything good that comes out of that. But just because Brian had saved the lives of 5 people, and I shouldn't say just because that's huge, he changed how his family viewed his passing. And right after that, they really looked at that and they said it inspired them. And that inspiration caused them to create a movement that now has brought on, in just the first month, over 3,800 additional organ donors out there. That, and with each person that becomes an organ donor, you're talking potentially 5 lives that could be saved. So that's almost 20,000 lives now that have been saved because this one man said, you know what, if something happens to me, I want to help others and I'm going to donate my organs. Now, you may or may not be the people listening to this may not be interested or religiously might not want to donate your organs for whatever reason, okay? It's not about donating organs. This, what I'm talking about is each and every one of us has the ability to change the lives of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, people that are going to come after us, not just people that we know today. That movement's going to keep going, and who knows how many lives it'll save. We all have that ability to impact others just simply by making a decision. So that's the most important thing I've been trying to get across to everybody because, Brad, if people understand that by making a decision they're going to impact others, they'll think about their decisions. And here's the funny thing. Whether people understand it or not or really think through it beforehand, whether they make that decision to do something positive or not, either way, they're going to be impacting thousands of lives. It'll be either for the positive or not. I want everybody just to understand, think about that. Think about yourself and think about, you know, by you moving forward, by you going on offense and making things happen in your life, in your business, what does that do for others? Who does that inspire? Who does that help down the road? It amazes me when I think about that, and so that's a key piece of what I'd really like to share.
So true. You're listening to Cashback Radio here at CashbackRadioLive.com. We got to step aside. I got to squeeze in a quick break. We're back with more right after this.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. By the way, if you've missed any of our old episodes, you can always catch up on demand. Check all the episodes out at cashbackradiolive.com. By the way, also, if you're ever in the mood for some motivation and you feel like you might need a little pick-me-up, tonight's guest, Don LaPlume, is the guy to go to. Tons of motivation, tons of great insight. You're hearing it tonight here on the show, so having a lot of fun chatting with Don this evening. And Don, I want to kind of pick up now in our conversation, and I want to switch gears actually for a second, kind of, you know, harnessing now all of the motivation and, you know, all of the playing on offense, looking ahead to the big one-year celebration event in Las Vegas at the end of October coming up. It'll be here before we know it. Thoughts as we get closer now to the event as far as what's to come there, what people can expect in a sense, and just overall where the company is going to be at that point.
So, you know, Brad, that's such a huge, huge thing to talk about. This company is going to be, first of all, a lot of companies that started in this industry, and for that matter, in any industry, never make it to that first year mark. And not only are we going to make it, we are growing at a momentous pace. I mean, it's amazing how the momentum is picking up right now. We just had a record growth week last week. We've got another one growing. We're tracking better this week than we did last week. And so when you think about that, that first of all is huge to understand for a company as young as we are. But when you look at what will be talked about at that event, the recognition, I think, is probably one of my favorite parts, because that shows the people who did go on offense in the past year, the people who made things happen. But you're going to see people who, you know, Corey Chadwick is just rocking this thing. You know, he's a gold ambassador. He's just ranking up like mad. He's out there working like crazy, but he's making things happen. But he's at one end. The best thing about Savion, I think, is that there's so many people at the other end that aren't at the bottom per se, but that are making it. And here's what I mean by that. And this is the thing. When I first got started with Savion, which was November 6th of 2015, I looked at Savion and I'm like, wait a minute. When I understood the compensation plan, I said, this is brilliant, because we can help anybody get started in this business and they never have to lose money, because they can always get cash back from their regular shopping. That's their membership. It covers their membership plus. And now you help them to get three people to get started, just to share it with three people. And who wouldn't share it? I mean, you know, you're getting 20% cash back on all your groceries, your gas, and everything else. Who wouldn't share that? But now you help those people to find three people who want to get started with them. And now their membership's free. They're actually making money. And here's the kicker, the rank of VIP. You work with them to help that they just brought on, and that initial person, to get a total of 12. And once they're at $600 a month. The reason I'm saying this is, Brad, $600 a month is a life-changing income for so many families out there. And here's what's happening. When we're there in Vegas next month, you're going to see so many people go across stage and be recognized for that level of $600 a month. That not only is it life-changing for them, but that's unheard of in this industry. The numbers of people that we have helped, and I don't mean we as in Don and myself, you know, as in the New England Dons. I'm talking about Savion. The numbers of people that Savion has helped to reach a level where, yeah, they're not making millions of dollars, but you know what? They're profitable for the first time ever in this industry. Those people are profitable. And they're excited about their future because they can see going to that next level and that next level. It doesn't matter how long it takes. So that's the biggest thing I think you're going to see out there, along with some, you know, new releases, a ton of excitement, massive momentum. But the biggest thing is going to be all of those people really just getting started or just making their first mark in this industry. I love that about this company, Brad.
Yeah, it's a special moment being up there on stage at the Las Vegas convention events that we've had. I was there back in February for the initial launch, and then again in June for the global launch, as you were, Don, as well. It's very special for the people just coming in for the first time. If they're being recognized, it's a moment they will never forget. There's no doubt about that. As we look forward to the event, and as for people who will be coming for the first time, and, you know, they're just maybe coming into network marketing realm for the first time as well. What are some advice or what are some tips maybe to give those folks as far as what to look forward to for a first-time networker, let's say?
I love that question. That's great. So if you're a first-time networker out there, you haven't been in this industry before, first of all, welcome. We're glad that you've joined us. The most important thing you can do to have your success is really just a couple things. First, you want to get started right. So speak with the person who brought you in or one of the team leaders. If that person's brand new, go to a team leader. Have them help you get started right and get your account paid for. All right? Get that account making money. The second thing I think you really need to make a decision on is where you want to go with this company and what you want to get from it. We all need to have a reason for doing things. You know, sometimes it's, hey, I just want a couple hundred dollars or I want this or I want that. But really think about what is so important to you for your future that you want to take hours out of your week to invest and change something so you can change your family's future, whatever it is. Think about what that item is and put it on paper. And when it's on paper, set a date when you will attain it. All right, you've got to put that date on that paper. I can tell you, Brad, right next to me on my wall, I've got a board. It has my income goal. It has a date. It has the number of people I need. It's everything. And I've got the steps going to that point. So I'm practicing what I preach. It's so important that people get started right, but they need to know why they're getting started, not just because this is a cool idea, because it is. The other thing that they need to understand is to have the faith that this is, without a doubt, the best opportunity on planet Earth. When you look at the compensation plan, how simple it is, I call our compensation plan the Savion Brick Road. And you can go from one step to the other. You don't have to be a millionaire right off the bat, but you can go from one step to the other and take this to whatever level you choose. And the last thing I'll say on that, Brad, is you have to make a persistent decision. You have to make the decision to persist without exception. You don't want to quit. So many people will get started in networking and they dabble in it. They think it's like a lottery ticket. I'll get a few people. They'll go do all the work and I make a ton of money. That's not how it works. In this industry, you bring people in, and your job is to help those people to be successful, not for them to make you successful. So you want to help them. And if you don't know how, that's okay, because you've got leaders that want to help you to do just that and develop you into the leader that you can be. So just know you're not in it alone. There's tons of people who want to help, but you need to make the decision to persist without exception. So those are my thoughts there, Brad.
Always keeping things in perspective. Savion's Don LaPlume, once again part of the New England Dons teams up there in the northeast region of the country. Hey, Don, so much fun chatting with you tonight here on the show, as always. Really appreciate it. Before we let you go, where should people go if they want to get in contact with you or kind of reach out to you to, you know, for some guidance or maybe for some instructions with the MAP program or anything else that you're putting out there?
Sure. A couple places people can go to. The easiest place is if you go to Facebook, just search The New England Dons. So The New England Dons, just like New England Patriots, but it's The New England Dons. You'll see our smiling faces on there. You can look at some of our videos. You can private message us, and we're happy to help and guide. Another thing you can do is you can get onto our free texting platform, which will send you updates on calls, on information, on key pieces that you need. And to do that, like I said, it's free. All you have to do is text the word ACTION, ACTION, the word ACTION, to this number. The number is 91011. So it's 91011. If you text ACTION to 91011, you're going to get onto our texting platform that will send you information on MAP. It will send you information on what's coming up that's key that you want to be plugged into. And we can talk from there.
Love it. Thanks so much, Don. It was a pleasure.
It definitely was, Brad. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share and your great questions. I really enjoyed it.
You got it. Anytime. Thanks so much. And thanks to you all for listening tonight here on Cashback Radio. I will talk to you next week.